Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And today is the day that we kiss the month of March goodbye. It came and it went. And so I hope that you have done well this spring. And now that we're moving into the spring, official springtime of the year, hope everything is going well for you. This is Resurrection Sunday coming up. Want to invite you out to our Easter services. We got special events coming up. We do not have Sunday school this Sunday morning. We're going to have a pancake breakfast starting at 9:45, and would love to have you come and join us for worship. I know that there's a lot of special services scheduled throughout the county. We will be celebrating Jesus this coming Sunday morning. That's what we celebrate every Sunday morning, but we are going to be celebrating Jesus' triumph over death, hell, and the grave so that all could come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior and have their sins forgiven, because God does not want any to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. So that's what we've got coming up Sunday. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, April the 1st, we are going to be having a night of worship, and we're going to be singing some songs. We're going to be praying. We're going to be having communion tomorrow night. So we would love to have you come and join us for that at 7 p.m. So hopefully that will fit into your schedule. One of the reasons we are able to come and do this program Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening here on WMIE, and 10:30 of a morning on WWBC's frequencies, is because of friends that we have that help us with our expenses when it comes to this radio program. And one of those is Jits Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. If you've got a concrete project, they are experts in all things concrete. They can get your foundation in place. They can take care of sidewalks. They have done, they've installed some concrete ramps at our church where it just made it easier to get in and out of the facility. And in fact, out of all of the things that they've done, that was one of the most impressive. There's three things that were really impressive that I've seen them do project-wise. One was the ramps. Two was a repair that they did for me at my house that I was like, huh, I didn't even know that was possible. And another in that same series of projects, they took something that had, took an area that was not usable, very, very well, and they made it extremely functional. And so for that, we are very, very thankful. Whatever project you're facing, I'm sure they've got the experience, the expertise, and the work ethic to get your project started, done, finished, cleaned up, and completed and out of the way so that you can move forward. One other thing is watching them work. I have seen them do demolition of old concrete that needed to be replaced, and they were very intent on that. And I have seen them also with the installation. And let me tell you, they want to get in there. They want to get the job done and get out of the way as quickly as possible. And that's what I'm going to do with this announcement too. 321-536-5804 if you've got a project that is coming up. We started yesterday in Luke chapter 7, verse number 11. And we talked all the way down to verse number 14. I want to begin reading those verses again today, verses 11 through 18. We'll pick up at verse number 15. It says, "Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him in a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, 'Do not weep.' Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still and said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.' So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people.' And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region." So we've talked about God's compassion being a reflection of his nature. He has compassion to forgive. He has compassion to heal, compassion to teach, compassion to deliver. And now we're seeing he has compassion to restore life. It was something that was motivated by what was going inside of God, that he wanted to act in such a way that it was going to transform people's lives. God's compassion is not about enabling a continued negative lifestyle, let's put it that way. He's not compassionate to enable sin. He is compassionate to overcome sin and the consequences thereof. So here in this situation, when we left off on yesterday's program, he had just spoken to the dead man's body and said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And in verse number 15, it says, "So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother." I believe that we as believers should respond to what God speaks to us that is in alignment with his word, because he won't violate his word. We should be just as responsive as this man was. He was very dead, and yet he who is life said, arise, and so he got up. And after he sat up, then he began to speak. Jesus speaking to us should result in us speaking about what he's spoken to us. Can you imagine the testimony? Jesus, it says that there was a large crowd, and he stops the crowd in the midst of a funeral procession to restore this man's life because of his compassion. That's amazing. So as we're going about our lives, we should be quick to obey. Not quick to argue, quick to obey. We're supposed to be quick to hear, and I believe we should be quick to obey. When God speaks, we need to find out, okay, this is what you want me to do. When do you want me to do it? How do you want me to do it? God, what's your plan? Because those are all tremendous things. And so as he sits up and he begins to speak, and then he presents him to his mother, he restored his life. He restored this relationship, and he restored a living testimony. In this passage, we see that Jesus is a comforter. He's a compassionate comforter. And if you're needing comfort today, I will tell you that God is the greatest comforter. God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who's called alongside to help, to bring comfort. Jesus here reveals himself as the victor over death. He triumphs over death, hell, and the grave. He is the God who restores relationship, and he is the one who is victor over death and sorrow. Can you imagine that mother? She had been weeping in a hopeless situation, and now all of a sudden her son's life is restored, her hope is restored, and she's able to transition. What I would imagine that there were some hugs that were shared. There was probably some conversations with her son. What happened? And what a celebration. A day that had started so devastatingly is now turned around, transformed into something that is glorious. So, there was also something else that was going to happen, and that was this. This guy was going to live in this community as a testimony. Jesus presented him back to his mother. His mother needed him. And in doing so, he was being presented with a supernatural testimony. No one knows your story with Jesus better than you, except Jesus. Jesus remembers things perfectly. We may get a few details mixed up in the communication of it, but I want to encourage you. The greatest thing that you could do this week is invite someone to church, invite them to give their heart to Jesus, and share your story with them. I know people whose marriages were broken over and over again, but they got restored. That marriage got restored and ended up being a testimony that people would say, "Can you tell me the secret as to why you two are so happy?" They were able to tell that person about Jesus. That's not a theoretical conversation. That was a conversation that my mother and father had with a person that approached them in a Walmart, I believe it was. They don't live in this area. That person actually came to church because they were going through some relational issues. Jesus restored his health, but there was a living testimony to the supernatural power of God that was deposited in the village or in the city called Nain. As a result of that, it said that fear or reverence came upon all and they glorified God. Now, I want you to understand, the miracle is wonderful, but if we stop at just the event and we don't return the praise, we're missing out on the opportunity. I've been preaching a multitude of series this year. Our theme is Let's Get Moving. I'm also preaching on traps that we might encounter in our life that the enemy wants to use to either hinder our life, hinder our ministry, or end it altogether. But I'm also talking about the unlived life, the life that we never lived. And I stumbled upon this because there was a an article that was a young lady, and she is diagnosed with an incurable disease, and she had said in this article she was grieving the unlived life, and there are some people who had dreams and hopes, and all of a sudden those dreams and hopes were never going to become a reality. And I'm sure that there are people in this community that have experienced that. I talk about my family. My dad was getting close to retirement age, younger than what I am now. And he was within sight of his retiring, and he and my mother had plans of what they were going to do when they retired, and it required going here and going there and playing golf, and then she had to go in for surgery. She threw a blood clot, and she ended up having to have her leg amputated, and all of those dreams went away. They tried, but it just wasn't feasible for her to be able to do those things anymore. And so I can understand when you have a plan in place and then all of a sudden you don't get to fulfill that. I do understand that experience. But what I was sharing with our congregation was Jesus had said, I believe it's in Luke chapter 13, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her brood, and the hen gathered her brood to protect and to keep safe and to make sure that there was life. He said, that's what I wanted, but you were not willing. And that word want and willing was the same Greek word. There was a battle between God's will and man's will, and one led to an anointed supernatural encounter with God. The other one left an empty, desolate, desert, wilderness type experience. One had God's presence, one did not. One had God's provision, and the other meant that man had to make the provision. And I, my invitation to the congregation is, let's make sure that God's plan for our life is not the life that's unlived. Let's say yes to his invitation, not say to him like Peter did on multiple occasions, not so, Lord. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you had some plans, hopes, and dreams, I want to encourage you, say yes to Jesus' invitation, because I guarantee you that there's still a plan, still a purpose, and we want to make sure that that is the life that we live, the one that Jesus wants us to live. One of the other aspects is the worship that isn't expressed. Jesus healed 10 lepers, told them to go and fulfill the Levitical responsibility, go and show themselves to the priest. The priest would declare them healthy. Then they would be able to go. And one of them, on the way as they were healed, went back and said, I'm going to go there in a minute, but I've got to go back and tell Jesus thank you first. And when Jesus got back, he said, weren't all 10 of you healed, but only one of them, and he wasn't even Jewish, came back and worshiped God. And Jesus said, go your way, you know, you've been made whole. And I will tell you that we should make it a high value item on our agenda to worship God. Here in this situation, there was a reverence, and they all began to glorify God, and they said, a great prophet has risen among us. Now, that is true. Jesus spoke prophetically. So there is the role of the prophet. He is also the priest. He is our high priest who has been tempted in every way like we have, yet without sin. He is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He is a mediator between God and man. He is the perfect high priest. And he's also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Those three roles were very vital in ancient Israel, but they were never consolidated into one person. Jesus is the fulfillment of all three of those roles. And when we hear a prophetic word that calls us back from death to life, or spiritual death to spiritual life, we need to be able to give God the glory. I want to ask you, can you go ahead and join me in praising and worshiping God for family members? Maybe they're yours, or maybe they're someone else's, but they've been running from God and they're going to come back to Jesus during this resurrection season. Make sure that you start worshiping God and giving him glory, because God is able to speak. He calls us back into relationship with God, but he also calls us to life. Being a Christian is not being called into a barren lifestyle. It is an adventurous lifestyle. It is a lifestyle of faith. It is a life that we could never have achieved on our own. And so make sure that you thank God for his prophetic speaking into your life. And they also praised God, saying this: God has visited his people. God has visited his people. One of our great desires at Merit Assembly of God is when people come to church that they encounter the presence of God. You won't find any perfect people. I'm not the perfect pastor. But I can tell you that the encounters that I've had with the presence of God, those have not dimmed. They have not lost their influence. They still create a hunger and a drive that every week, God, would you set up your throne room and our services? God, would you rule and reign more than our agenda? I can tell you there's a lot of times that as the praise and worship is going on, that our agenda gets sidelined for what God is speaking in that situation. And I pray that God visits you. You might be listening right now and you might be all alone. I pray that the presence of God fills that room, fills your cubicle, fills your car, fills your house. You may be washing dishes, and I can tell you, you can be washing dishes and doing so with the anointing of the Lord all over you. You can be mowing the grass and God speaks to you. I know, because he did it for me. You can come to church thinking that God is going to do one thing, and all of a sudden he does something above and beyond anything that you could have ever asked or imagined, and he went above what you were expecting. Did he do what you expected? No, he didn't do what I expected. He did something better. And the presence of God makes all of the difference. This Easter season is not about who puts on the best egg hunt or the best production or does the best worship set. It's got to be about the presence of Jesus. God, visit your people this week. Verse number 17 of Luke 7 says this: and this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. Without social media, without cell phones, without telephones or telegraphs, without cameras, a miracle took place, and it changed not only a household, not only a city, but it changed a region. Anybody who doubted, knew what city to go to, because there had been professional mourners who were hired and things of that nature, it was going to be very easy to identify this woman. And it would be very, very easy to identify the man. One of the things that I ran across as I was studying a commentary about this passage was that many of the people that Jesus raised from the dead during his earthly ministry were still alive and could be, they could have conversations with them when the books of the Bible were actually written down. They were originally just orally transmitted until they started writing them on pieces of paper. And I will tell you that the Bible has been investigated and verified and authenticated to a higher standard than any other document that is out there. These people could have gone and talked to this person and said, yes, this is what happened. It not only touched a city, it touched an entire region. So this Passion Week, what could take place in your life and my life? I pray that it changes the lives of men. I pray that it changes our families. I pray that it touches our households of faith. But even more than that, I pray that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ will touch Brevard County in a supernatural way. See, I believe that Jesus can do that. I believe that he is moved with compassion and he can restore our life. Praise God. Started off with weeping, ended up with rejoicing. Started off as heartbreak, ended up with a heartfelt expression of glorifying God, recognizing that he was speaking to his people and he was visiting with his people. And I know this, he's the same today as he was then. One last thing. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., is our night of worship, our night of prayer, our night of communion. I hope that you will come and join us and participate as we honor God. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.